Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, it's 5:02, and you know what today is? Today is, thank God, it's draft day, and we can move on finally. The Eddie Scazzeri. Al, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Jerry. Yes, it is NFL draft day. Jerry, I'm going to ask, I do this every once in a while with certain things. Jerry, where does Shedeur Sanders land?
The Giants.
Giants?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Scazzeri, where does Shedeur Sanders land?
Saints.
That's what I was going to pick, the Saints.
That seems to be the growing trend right now.
I would say at this point, Jerry, if the Giants picked Shedeur Sanders, that would send shockwaves.
I agree with that.
And the funny thing also that I don't understand is the college football season ended, right? It ends in October.
March. Yes.
No, it seems like it ends a long time ago, right? And then the college football season ends, the NFL season ends, and we go, it's going to be a toss-up at number one, Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, yeah. Who knows? Nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And now Shedeur Sanders is like, he might go in the second round.
Well,
why?
Because people throw opinions out there. And so here's a good one from yesterday. Now, you can make the case Pat Shurmur. Because he's on the Colorado staff, is obviously biased towards,
yes,
Shedeur Sanders. He works for his father. I get that. But Pat Shurmur, from literally going back to when he first started talking about Shedeur Sanders as a pro in October and November, I mean, couldn't say better things. Basically, if you pass on him, you are passing on a great player. And that's to your point about who is it going to be, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders. Something like yesterday, which has happened a few times now over the last couple of months. And I love when these guys, I forget who put it out there, but it's like, unnamed assistant coach in the NFL, Shedeur Sanders, terrible. I mean, I'll find you the quote. It's just like Boomer talks about the smear campaign when some people don't like a guy. And that's what's happened here.
It's just like when the Giants season ended and Colorado's season ended.
Probably December.
In December, okay.
Yeah.
Same with the Giants, right?
Well, actually January probably for Colorado. I'll say
February 1st.
Yeah.
If I would have told the Giant fans, you're getting Shedeur Sanders, they would have been thrilled. Now, it's like, no, we don't even want him. We want Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems to be
great.
That seems to be what's going on right now.
I don't know what happened. And imagine you're that kid. Because Shedeur Sanders,
I agree.
As much as he looks very manly, Jerry, he's 1,000 times more manly than me. He just looks
he's
like
22.
An adult. He's 22.
Right.
That kid was going to go number one in the draft. And now he's odds are he's going to the Steelers at 21.
That is very possible. So I'll give you this. How about this? November 29th, this is their second to last game. Colorado beats Oklahoma State. Not GW. They beat Oklahoma State. And I'm not saying Oklahoma State was any good. They weren't. I get it. But it's still Oklahoma State. They win 52-0. Shedeur Sanders goes 34-40. 438 yards, 5 touchdowns. It's pretty good. Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. So I would say his stock was at an all-time high there. I will tell you, because maybe this is where some Giant fans got leery, because because I did watch a lot of this game, although I thought he was running for his life most of the time. The bowl game, so December 28th was the bowl game against BYU, where they got just clobbered. He was 16 of 23, 208, two touchdowns, two picks. And I do remember they were like, oh, tough, better team, tough game. But he was getting clobbered in that game. Point is, there are times where there were highs. That might have been a low, but I agree with you. The idea that we were sitting here, and then within the span of a month, now we're to, yeah, maybe we'll get drafted in the second round. Like, it's bonkers.
It does not make any sense.
But how many times are we? Zach Wilson, where'd he come from? How'd that work out?
Not great.
Right.
He came out of nowhere.
I hate to reference him all the time, but yeah, a lot of these they outthink themselves sometimes.
Yeah, it is. They got to start doing the NFL draft right the week after the Super Bowl. Start picking
Get
guys.
Get right to it.
Because when you have too long to linger,
they overanalyze everything.
Voices show up.
Yeah, I agree. It's too many opinions.
How is getting Abdul Carter any different than when like the Giants drafted Saquon Barkley? All these guys that you take when you don't have a quarterback is meaningless.
Well, I will tell you that I do think, I don't know if it'll be tonight, but they will have a new rookie quarterback for sure. Whether it's Shedeur Sanders, does Jalen Milroe. So this is, if I was going to bet money, I'm not going to, but if I was going to, you're asking me, I'm still saying Shedeur Sanders. I'm sticking with what I've said all along, although I'm probably wrong at this point. But if you ask me who I think the first two picks are going to be somehow, some way, whether they trade second round, whatever, I think it's going to be Carter and Milroe. I do. The more I'm watching him with the media, the way he's, it's almost like
the Giants.
Yeah. It's almost like this kid has been told, we're taking you. I'm not saying they did. I'm just watching him. If you're trying to read body language and listening to the questions and the way he's answering them, it sounds like to me, listening to both of them, it sounds like Abdul Carter has been told he's being taken by the Giants, and it sounds like to me Milroe has been told by the Giants that they're taking him. Just from watching it.
It's funny too, like anytime they talk about the draft on Boomer and Geo on the CBS simulcast, they have these packages for each player.
Sure.
But it's the same package over and, you know, it's like, cause I see the same.
Yeah.
The Jalen Milroe one, everyone is just him running. Is he a quarterback or do the Giants want a guy who's going to drop back and throw the football or a guy who's just going to run every opportunity he gets?
Well, he, not me, Jalen Milroe, I believe, compared himself to a Lamar Jackson style quarterback.
Great.
So that's, well, you love Lamar Jackson now.
I do, but he's Lamar Jackson. Are there nine Lamar Jacksons in the league? There are not. There are so many quarterbacks that all they want to do is run the ball. Then you're not a quarterback.
I'm trying.
You're a running back.
So let's see. If I look at this, I'll give you his numbers. So he ran the ball at Alabama as a senior here. He ran the ball for 726 yards.
That's a running back.
And he threw for 2,800 yards. 16 touchdowns and 11 interceptions.
That's that's in a season, yes?
Yes, that's this season. Now, I'll give you Shedeur Sanders' stats because I think his are, again, it's Colorado. I get it. It's not Alabama, but Colorado is also not, you know, Yale. I mean, it's high-level college football. So he is, he threw for 4,100 yards, had 37 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. And he ran for not much because we sacked that a million times.
Give me that guy.
So
I want a guy who wants to throw the football to a wide receiver.
That's been my pick the whole time, but I think I'm going to be wrong.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting where he goes.
And another thing.
Now, I hate to keep referencing him, but like.
Peter Schrager?
Yes, even Gio said he really is spot on a lot of times.
Is that right?
I think it was him that said he expects the Giants to end up with Carter and Sanders, whereas a lot of people are saying Carter and Milroe. So who knows? We could be sitting here tomorrow. The Giants could make a move, trade around, trade up, and they could have two guys tomorrow morning. I don't know.
When's their second pick
for the Friday. Giants?
Oh, so they don't.
Yeah, it's the first round tonight, second round Friday, and then you get the rest of the draft over the weekend.
So when we get here tomorrow morning, if all things stay the same as they are, we will have one pick for the Jets and one pick for the Giants.
If everything stays as is, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I see this Cam Ward.
Will you stay? You won't.
I'm staying up for this.
Okay. No, I know, because with the quarterbacks, I know you usually are into it.
Yeah, I will. Even if I want to stay up for it, I probably couldn't fall asleep.
Okay.
Because the Titans are going to take 20 minutes to pick a guy they know they're picking already.
Yeah, that is probably very true.
Which is silly.
Yep. What were you going to say?
The Titans should have come out today and go, we're taking Cam Ward. Like, that's who we're taking. So the Browns, you know who you have left. I'm saying about this Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Article says, if Cam Ward wants to wear number one,
okay,
Warren Moon will consider it. No consider. Your jersey's retired. No more unretiring jerseys. Thank God Aaron Rodgers has a head on his shoulders and didn't take Joe Namath's number like he was willing to give him. What a disgrace that would have been. We don't know if Cam Ward's going to be Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Leaf, or Peyton Manning.
Correct. No idea.
Why? And it's you're putting Warren Moon in this bad position. Titans should say, that jersey's not available. We retired it. But they keep putting these guys in weird spots. Joe Namath, is it okay if Aaron Rodgers takes your jersey? Well, no. Because now if Warren Moon goes, no, he can't have my jersey, they're like, what a douche that a Warren Moon is.
So they actually retired numbers in tennis? Because like the Cowboys don't retire numbers.
Yeah.
They just put names in the Ring of Honor. Now, there are numbers they have not given out. But like people have worn 88.
Yeah.
People, I mean, we've seen your guy Danny White, that number 11 is
gone. Yeah, they just throw that around.
Now, part of that too is you've got 50-something guys on a roster every year. And I mean, there's only 99 numbers. But I didn't realize they retired numbers in Tennessee.
Yeah. I don't know how many, jerseys are retired there. I think that one lineman has his number retired, maybe.
When do you think that ends? Like, at what point can the Yankees give out number 3? I mean, Babe Ruth's been dead for 70 years.
I think you got to be dead for 150 years.
150. So in 2090.
This is what should happen. The next time there's a guy that everyone decides is the greatest baseball player ever, like Juan Soto, even though that guy can't do anything. The next time that happens, if I'm one of these guys and I'm like this cocky, arrogant douche baseball player, I'm going to be like, I'll go to the Yankees. I want number 3.
It would be very interesting.
I'm going to wear a long beard.
If that was in a negotiation.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Be like, okay, well, you know what, guys don't want me? Because I wear number 3. Hey, Cam Ward could wear another number.
Of course he can. No question.
But I wear number 1.
Has that been a thing with Cam Ward, or is that just out there?
I think it's just out there.
Oh, okay. So Cam Ward has not said he wants number 1, or he's not demanding.
He's not demanding.
Okay. So you got upset over some jackass writer who just put this out there. Okay.
That's right. Because they went and asked Warren Moon and put my main man, Warren Moon, in a bad spot.
Yeah.
He's got to go, I'll consider it.
Warren Moon's an Oiler, though.
He is an Oiler.
Like, to me, it's different. Like, if he's wearing number 1 in a Titans uniform, whatever. You know, I know it's the same, but it doesn't feel like it, though.
It doesn't. You're right. You're right.
It's not so bad.
That was not as terrible as giving Aaron Rodgers Joe Namath's
jersey. Imagine if he took Aaron Rodgers, took Joe Namath's number, and it went the way it went.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Well, yeah. That's why you can't. I want the NFL to say, really think about retiring numbers, because when you do, they're retired.
Yeah.
You dopes.
Well, but again, to me, that's why in the NFL, with so many players and so few numbers, I do like the Ring of Honor type of deal instead.
Yeah.
What I don't know, and I should know this, is if anybody's, I know no one's worn 8. I don't believe anyone's worn number 8 since Aikman. I don't know if anyone's worn 22. when I think about, I know 88's been given up numerous times, obviously.
What does Zeke Elliott wear?
Well, he was 21, and then he wore, when he came back this year, he wore number 2 for some reason.
So he took Deion's number.
Yeah. Yeah, but Deion, great Hall of Fame player. I don't know who you associate
Deion
with.
Yeah, played with a million teams.
The Niners, the Cowboys, Washington.
Falcons.
At one point, Atlanta when he started. Yeah, I don't know if you picked like one team. I don't know who you would say for Deion.
Yeah. I think of him as a Niner for whatever reason.
I could see that.
As a defensive player, I think of him as a Niner. As a punt returner, I think of him as a Cowboy.
More so than the Falcons.
More than the Falcons, just because of Monday night game, man.
I thought you were going to say as a wide receiver, you thought of him with the Cowboys.
No, that Monday night game against the Giants, I think he took an interception back for six, and he returned a punt. I mean, he was just spanking the Giants all over the Meadowlands.
That is true. That is funny.
Yeah. And then one more jersey number, if I may, Jerry.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson is going to wear number 0.
I did see that.
That's stupid.
What's the first thing that you think of? Well, you are a 0.
I mean,
in the NFL.
It's just dumb.
Yep.
Having the number 0 is stupid.
Has anybody in the NFL worn that number before? I'm sure they have.
Yeah, they allowed it this past year.
Right.
Or last 2 years. So a couple people have. Many, many years ago in the NFL, speaking of the Houston Oilers, Kenny Burrow's wide receiver wore 00. Then they stopped allowing 0. Now it's back, so a couple of clowns chose to wear 0. You can't wear 0 when you suck. You just can't.
I agree. I totally agree.
Because you look like somebody who doesn't even want to be playing football. You look like a child. I'll wear 0. Okay. Well, go sit on the bench.
Well.
And then when you get in the game, we're going to be like, he's wearing the number 0.
Yes.
God.
Sadly for him.
Pick a number.
Or maybe he wants to be a backup. I don't know. But with Tua at quarterback, there's a high probability he will get in games this year. Sadly.
Pick a number. There are 99 of them.
You know what he wants? He said he wouldn't sign with the Dolphins unless they gave him 13.
Smart. He should have held that over their heads. I want 12 or 13. I want Bob Greasy or Dan Marino.
Funny. Oh, man. It's funny. I'm trying like on the fly because this number 22 thing is killing me.
Yeah.
I don't know if Emmett was the last one to wear it. Let's see. Yeah, so it says he is the last. So 22 and 8. No one's worn.
Are the two ones that they haven't.
Yeah.
And no one's worn number 12. No one's worn Roger Staubach's
number. I don't believe so.
No way.
But I know guys have worn 72. Ed Tootall Jones, a million people have worn 54, like for Randy White. I mean, there have been some legendary Cowboys whose numbers 74 has been worn several times. So I was at Bob Lilly. But you're right. I think if you think about Staubach, Aikman, and Emmett, I don't know if there's anything else that has never been worn. I don't know if number 1's been worn since the great Rafael Septien. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Anyway.
Well, that guy had a creepy end to his career.
Did. I know.
It says Jerry.
It says Jerry?
No, it says these numbers, though not retired, have not been worn.
Okay, cool.
Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach, Emmitt Smith, and Bob Lilly, number 74. They have not given
out. No one's worn 74. Really?
That's what this is, according, Jerry, to an AI
overview. That doesn't sound right to me. Okay, that's to be honest, that's great. I thought for sure someone on the offensive line has worn 74.
It says other numbers, the number 88 worn by Drew Pearson for many years has been given out, not often. Number 33.
That's not true. It has been given out often.
This is Tony Dorsett's number. While given out mostly to defensive backs,
correct,
has not been given out.
No, but very it's often. Enough guys have worn it. The 88 one is nonsense. I think Jackie, what was his name? The tight end wore it. It's like, who's it? And that was like after Michael Irvin. Irvin, I mean, a bunch of guys have worn it.
Right. Michael Irvin wore it for...
Yeah. Dez Bryant, CeeDee Lamb, I mean...
You could even say Michael Irvin more worthy of it than Drew Pearson.
Yes. I would think, especially in the year 2025, people associate 88 with Michael Irvin now, not Drew Pearson. For me, growing up, Drew Pearson. And very cool, too, when I loved him as a kid. I just did. One of the two... very cool phone calls as a producer I made for Joe Beningo was when I had to call Marv Albert in his office at Madison Square Garden, and he picked up. And I'll never forget. I was still living with my parents. I was 22 years old or something like that. 23, I forget. And I remember they gave me the number. Joe gave me the number. He goes, "This is Marv's office number." He's like, "You'll probably get an assistant, but you know he's good for tonight. Just call and confirm." And I remember calling, and he picked up the phone. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. I'm like, it's Marv Albert. So that was cool. And then the other one was he wanted Drew Pearson on the phone. I don't remember if he did a Booker, so I don't remember, but he wanted Drew Pearson on. So I found Drew Pearson's office number, and I called him, left a voicemail. Never in a million years think I'd hear back from him. Half hour later, my phone's ringing. No caller ID at that time yet. Pick up the phone, Drew Pearson. Could not have been a nicer guy.
Yeah.
Went on live with Joe at like 1:30 in the morning, and he was awesome. So... kind of cool.
Little thrills when you first get in the business.
There's no question. Those two I'll never forget.
When Marv picked up, did you say, is this Marv? And he went, yes.
You're such a jackass.
Yes.
He might have. I think it was more like, Marv.
Oh, Mr. Albert.
When he picked up and I heard the voice, I was so nervous on the other end. I was like a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, 20 after 5. First segment done. We've got a whole lot more to get to. And then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the van.